Well, brethren, we've been planning, we've been praying for this convention for a whole year. Now here it is. Can it make you happy? It certainly makes one feel good. And then Mr. Fraser gave us such a warm welcome. And when you're welcomed, one feels pretty good. I think we all feel very good about it, because we're welcome to this college. We received so many blessings in the past years from our dear Heavenly Father at this Albion Convention. And now here we are, 1983. Another convention. And we do anticipate many, many rich blessings from our Heavenly Father, for He said, and it's written in Malachi 3:10, prove me. The Lord says, prove me if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that shall not be, there shall not be room enough to receive it. Not just a tiny little blessing, but a great big blessing, rich blessings, so there won't be room enough to receive it. This is what our Heavenly Father is going to do for us at this convention. He has prepared this feast, and He's called us together and is going to pour out these blessings because we are His children, and our Heavenly Father loves His children. And as it's written, if ye then being evil, another translation says bad, the scriptures, remember, said there is none good, no, not one. So know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? And if we could just think a little of the many, many rich blessings that the Heavenly Father has given us. First of all, that wonderful Son, our Lord Jesus, and our Savior, His beloved Son, that He gave as a ransom for us, dear friends, and not only us, but to the entire world of mankind. And then a gift of the sound mind He has given us. He has showered us with His Holy Spirit, that we get a better understanding of His plans and His purposes. And then He gave us His own love, a godly love, where we can love our God, we can love our Lord Jesus, we love our brethren, and a love, that the sympathetic love, that we can even love the world of mankind. And even though we cannot see our Lord in our midst today, we can feel His presence, because it's more or less of a sixth sense that we have. Let us say a spiritual sense. A sense of faith that we can feel His presence with us. Now when the Lord walked this earth some almost 2,000 years ago, He always welcomed those that followed Him. He loved those people that followed Him. He loved His apostles. He loved His disciples. He loved all those that followed Him. And in Luke 9 and 11 in the Revised Standard Version, it says, and the people followed Him, and He welcomed them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God. In our day, we follow our Heavenly Father by faith. We see Him through the eyes of faith. He welcomes us, just like He welcomed those followers of His in the day when He walked this earth. He will speak to us. He speak to us through our brethren who are moved by the Holy Spirit to serve us this week's spiritual food, also regarding God's kingdom. And as we learn more and more of this wonderful kingdom of our Heavenly Father, it becomes our responsibility to spread this gospel in this dark, blind world. For in Ephesians 5:8, For ye were once darkness. We're born in sin, shapen in iniquity. Now are ye light in the Lord. Not in ourselves, brethren, not in this flesh of ours, but we are light in the Lord. We are the light because we are the children of light. Our Father is a great light. 1 John 1:5, John tells us that God is light. Now, let us see what more Paul has to say in regards to that light. In 2 Corinthians 4:6, in the New English Bible, it says, "That same God said, out of darkness let the light shine." He caused his light to shine within us, as it says here, has caused his light to shine out, or shine within us. So we are the light, examples of our Father in heaven. And then in the 7th verse, this is from another translation, the New Testament Modern English translation, and I like this way that he presents it. "This priceless treasure we hold, so to speak, in a common earthenware jar." Now that's something. We don't hold this wonderful treasure that we have in a cut glass vase. Maybe some call it vase. That isn't the point. It isn't a beautifully enameled jar or vessel, but it's a common earthenware jar. Isn't that wonderful when you think of it? That a heavenly Father has put this wonderful light, this wonderful treasure, in such a common, ordinary person as we are, so that we can let our lights shine out in this old dark world. You know, brethren, the consecrated ones alone have this wonderful light, this truth, this treasure, as the scriptures state. Mankind in this world have no such treasure. There really is, the world is no light whatsoever. It's all darkness. So, brethren, we'll be here for 6 days. We'll be living together. We'll be eating together. We'll be feasting together on this spiritual food prepared by our Lord on his table. We will be having sweet fellowship one with the other, which we always have at every convention. Just as one large, wonderful family of the Lord, a family of our God, our Heavenly Father, as the psalmist wrote in Psalm 133:1, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Isn't that a wonderful text? How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to live together in unity. And where else is there unity? Only amongst the Lord's people. It is not out in this world. We will be rejoicing, brethren, in the Lord. We will be rejoicing in the Lord, just as the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice." And we will, brethren, because it's going to bring us great joy to know that we are the children of the Heavenly Father, and that he welcomes us together at this convention, that he loves us, and he pours out that wonderful Spirit of his, the Holy Spirit, upon us, for us to get a better understanding of him, to see him as he is, not as the world paints him. He therefore who would rejoice in the Lord, and that is always, not just on a Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, and then forget all about him, but one that can rejoice always must have faith in the Lord, must have trust in the Lord, must have hope in the Lord, and truly, he must have love for the Lord. And then the only ones that can truly rejoice always are those who are living very, very close to him, who can feel that oneness as the Lord, our Savior and Master, felt that same oneness with the Heavenly Father. We must also get this feeling of the oneness of being with our Heavenly Father. Our diet, brethren, at this feast will be a complete diet, a wholesome, a well-balanced diet of spiritual food, consisting of many, many courses. During the entire week, there will always be something else that we will be filled with. Served by the Lord, brethren, through the brethren. Perhaps many of you remember when Brother Zano visited some of your classes one time, some time ago, and he'd come in and to LaSalle, and he'd say, "Truly, brethren," we were quite a young class at that time, and he said, "You know, brethren, the Lord prepares a complete table for you." And he said, "There's no use of going out and looking for some old sandwich at another table. You've got a complete dinner, a complete meal here." You know, and I was thinking so much that if he were living today, he would probably say, "Brethren, why go looking for that junk food out there?" You know, he speaks so much of junk food, junk food. I think that's exactly what he would say to us if he were living. Then, brethren, after being refreshed spiritually, we must do as the Apostle John recommends to do, and that is in 3 John and 8th verse. So play our part in spreading the truth. Each and every one of us, brethren, have a part to play, whether it be a little part or a large part. We all have a part, and we must do that part, whatever we can do. If it's only to speak over the fence when you're talking with a neighbor and tell them about this kingdom of the Lord's, which is about to be established, and I don't think it's going to be very long from when you look at the conditions that are going on in the earth now. He has led us to this convention. The Lord truly is our shepherd. There will be green pastures, quiet waters, still waters, the scriptures tell us. You know what the dictionary tells us about a symbol of green? Life and vigor. Life and vigor. Still waters symbolize peace, quiet, tranquility. We will have this during our convention here, brethren. This convention that the Lord welcomes us to. Now, let's just get a little glimpse of another pasture, which we're all familiar. We see it all about us at all times. And that's the pasture of another shepherd. And that is Satan. Let us look and see what type of pastures are out there that he leads his people to. They're all burned up. They're dried out. They're brown. And what is that a symbol of, brethren? Death. It's death out there, brethren. Life is here. Green pastures, still waters. And well, what type of water is there on the outside? Just think for 1 minute. If you read your papers, you see some of the news on television, the waters are troubled, the waves are boisterous, the seas are all roaring, turmoil, unrest is experienced by all of the Master's brethren. No still waters there, no peace, no rest. They may talk of peace, they may talk of rest, but there's none in this dark world of Satan. Oh, brother, how our souls will be restored as we will partake of this wonderful spiritual food. Is it any wonder, brethren, that we feel no evil as we walk in that valley of the shadow of death, that is second death? We fear no evil. The Lord is with us. Why should we fear any evil? He comforts us. His word comforts us. He invited us and welcomed us to sit with him and his son at a table where the cup of sorrow and suffering was offered. And we gladly accepted it and partook of it just as our Master did. This was the will of God in this gospel age. Then our Heavenly Father assures us one other thing, that if we are faithful on this side of the veil, he will invite us to sit with his Son at a table where the cup of joy will be served. Brethren, can you picture anything like that? To sit at a table of the Almighty. The Almighty God of this entire universe. To sit at that table and be filled with the joy unspeakable if we come through, if we make our calling and election sure. This is what he assures us, brethren, and his word is good. So we see, brethren, there is no end to the blessings that God has in store for them that love him. There is no end to those blessings. He'll bless us every day of our lives if we strive to do his will. If we walk in the Master's footsteps, perhaps we just can't walk in them as he walked, but we can walk towards that same direction as those footsteps point us to. What a wonderful Savior we have. What a wonderful God. And brethren, we are the only people upon this earth, the truth people, that really know our Heavenly Father. We know his plan. The rest of the world of mankind truly knows nothing of it. He blesses us individually if we ask him. Many times we get down in the evenings and times too when we go to bed on our knees. And we pour out our hearts to the Heavenly Father, and true enough, he blesses us, and we rejoice in that blessing. He blesses us, Heavenly Father, if we think of him every day of our lives and love him at a meal. So many times he blesses us. You know, we have in our family, that's my wife's family, my wife's sister that is a nun. A Catholic nun. And she loves to stay on her vacation at our home. And she has other sisters and brothers that are sound Catholics. But she realizes the fact that we pray at our dinner table. We pray in the evening. We even bring out the manna when she's there. We bring out the songs in the night. And one day we were at a meeting and the songs of the night were read at the meeting. So therefore, I did not read them that evening before we went to bed. And she said to my wife, "Isn't he going to read out of that book tonight?" So you see, the world sees these things in us, brethren. They see that we are different. We're her other brother-in-laws, her other sisters. Just as soon as they sit at the table, they commence to eat, and that's all there is to it. So, brethren, he does bless us, and it's a blessing to us to know this is one of the signs that the Lord assured me that he was blessing me. Then he blesses us collectively. We meet together at the class meetings. There's certain things that perhaps come up that we rejoice in because we of ourselves studying, reading, did not realize these things until they were brought out and discussed at a meeting. And then we can thank the Heavenly Father, "Father, what a blessing we had this evening. What a wonderful meeting this was. Thank the Lord for it. The Lord has been good." And now, as he welcomes us to this wonderful convention of ours, he will bless us tremendously as we fellowship one with the other, pour out our hearts one to the other. At our testimonies meeting, we get a wonderful blessing. The brethren that will serve us will get a wonderful blessing out of it. Oh, dear brethren, it's a joy that the Lord has separated us from the rest of the world and welcomed us together in this group. And we're mindful of all of those that couldn't attend. And I know that the Heavenly Father blesses them just as well. So, in conclusion, as you would say, dear brethren, in the name of our dear, wonderful, almighty Heavenly Father and his beloved Son and our Lord, our Master and Savior, you are all welcome to the 1983 Convention of the Bible Students, the Lord's people. Our dear, loving Heavenly Father, we come into thy hallowed presence to thank thee for thy many blessings towards us. And we are here to give praise and honor and glory to thy most holy name. We pray that thou wilt strengthen us spiritually as we partake of this spiritual food that thou hast prepared for us at this convention, at this feast. Bless us, Heavenly Father, as we strive to serve thee. Guide our footsteps as we walk in the narrow way. Bless this convention, Heavenly Father, and also we're mindful of those that couldn't be with us, that are in their homes, sick, perhaps, afflicted, or having some trials. Bless them, Heavenly Father, also. For now we commit this convention into thy love and thy care, thy keeping, and ask it all in the precious name of our Lord and Master Jesus. Amen.